Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, February 20th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we sit here in a little home office looking out on the now increasingly dirty-looking snow that's supposed to melt some today, and look forward to sharing this message with you. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and that's just what we want to do today. Today's message is titled, Every Spiritual Blessing. And the scripture text is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3.
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
Do you have an attitude of entitlement or an attitude of blessing? The attitude of entitlement is rampant and results in whining and victimization. The attitude of blessing is far less current, yet results in joy and peace. Yesterday, Brooksine and I made a hospital visit to two elderly women who had been in a very serious traffic accident a week ago Sunday. They both sustained serious injuries. One of the women had a brother who died in the very accident as well as another brother who died only 1 month earlier. It was this woman who shared a perspective of blessing that is quite instructive and inspirational for today's message.
After we had shared the 23rd Psalm together and prayed for her recovery, I gave my usual parting words. Now make sure you cooperate with the doctors and nurses so that you can get out of here as soon as possible. A nurse had stepped into the room as I was giving this loving reminder, and he quickly chimed in, "Oh, you don't have to worry about her. She's an excellent patient." The patient then said, "Well, the way I see it is this. If I can be lifted out of the bed and seated on this chair, I'm able to do something that a lot of people can't do, so I have a lot to be thankful for." With the scripture, "He who refreshes others is himself refreshed," came to mind and lifted our spirits as we left her hospital room.
Well, how are you today? At this question, we may tend to either provide the polite, "I'm fine, thank you," without really giving it much thought, or we may immediately begin to consider our present physical condition or material provisions. At this, we may still realize how blessed we are, or we may consider negative aspects to our present circumstances, such as your health, a family concern, finances, or the instability in the world.
But there is a constant blessing that we do well to focus on. Even though we do not experience it with our physical senses. Notice the phrase in the daily text speaking of the Father, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. The Apostle Paul wrote this from prison. He surely was experiencing little of what we so easily characterize as blessings today. But his focus was on the spiritual blessings originating from the heavenly realms. These blessings, though unseen, are absolutely real. In the next several verses, Paul rejoices in them, and so can we, no matter what our external circumstances may be.
A portion of a song comes to mind as I conclude my part of today's message that many of you sing and have sung. "Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise."
And we're going to praise the Lord together in prayer today. Jesus, you have poured out your abundance on me from the heavenly realms in all manner of blessings. You forgave my sins by dying in my place. You broke the chains that once enslaved me. You brought fulfillment in my life as you gave me a sense of purpose. You gave me a roadmap through the Holy Scriptures that leads ultimately to heaven. You've promised me eternal life. I experience peace that surpasses human understanding, and the list is unending. For this and so much more, I am eternally grateful. I deserve none of your blessings, and yet I receive them all. not only in this life, but I lay hold of future blessings in the life to come. Prompt me to focus on my blessings, since they far outweigh my troubles. Even when shadows darken the view of my blessings, may they visibly surface as the indwelling Holy Spirit brings them to my remembrance. It is my heart's desire to refresh others whom I meet from day to day. Amen.
Amen. We both make that our prayer today, and we hope you do as well. Well, it's a real joy to share with you. We do have a number of additional features on our website today at www.dailyencouragement.net. Have a photo I just took this morning when I took a nice walk with my dog Roxy of a farm from the back of it near my home in a snowy field. Also a close-up picture. We have a big pile of snow piled right in front of our window due to the plowing and the heavy storm we had last week, and that's brought about some neat pictures of birds and other critters. And today's is a picture Brooksie took of a squirrel feeding just feet right in front of us. And finally, we have a photo today of another couple we met this weekend on the Transport for Christ retreat we were a part of. And this is a couple that man a chapel in Columbia, South Carolina. Both of them serve together in witnessing for the Lord to the trucking industry. Their names are Ted and Tammy Kettler. And he was a song leader throughout the weekend and did such a great job. Well, we're blessed today to have you listening to our message. We hope you're encouraged. The other feature we have today, Brooksine has some additional notes, and I have a little bit deeper perspective as well. And we also have a link to that song, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. It might prompt you to want to listen to it today. Obviously, on a podcast, I'm not figuring any way to do the link, but it's on the website today. If you're reading the message or listening to this message, the 20th of February or early the 21st, it's on the main website. Otherwise, just very top of the website, just before the message, there's a link that I call previous message. Just go back to the message dated February 20th for these resources. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to Jesus Christ and be encouraged.